You're listening to My Devotional, the daily devotional from Dr. Michael Youssef and Leading the Way.
Obeying Despite Fear by Dr. Michael Youssef. When God began to answer the four-month-long prayer of Nehemiah, when Nehemiah's waiting was finally over, how do you think he responded? Nehemiah confessed that when King Artaxerxes asked him why he seemed sad, the opportunity for which he had been waiting, he was very afraid. That's right. Nehemiah was fearful, but there's nothing wrong with being afraid. Anyone who claims to attempt great things for God without a sense of fear and trepidation is not being honest, because even heroes experience fear. The difference between a coward and a hero is not that a hero feels no fear, but that a hero won't let fear get in the way of his or her duty. Nehemiah was afraid, but he prayed through his fear and he obeyed God despite his fear. Because he had remained in an attitude of prayer for the past 4 months, the hotline between Nehemiah and the Lord was open, and the Lord gave Nehemiah the words he needed to make an audacious request of the king. Nehemiah asked King Artaxerxes to let him have time off to go and rebuild Jerusalem, an act that had been irrevocably prohibited by a prior king. Not only was Nehemiah asking the king to use his power to illegally revoke the prior order, a request for which Nehemiah could have been executed, he also asked for the king's protection and funding for the whole project. Where did Nehemiah get the courage to make such a bold request? It came from the Spirit of God during Nehemiah's 4 months of prayer, fasting, and weeping. Nehemiah listened in prayer to receive the detailed plans for the rebuilding of the city and the temple, including the plan to have the king finance the reconstruction of Jerusalem. I believe the king was honored by the boldness of Nehemiah's request. In fact, I believe Nehemiah's bold request is intended to teach us something about prayer. By asking the king to provide him with services and materials worth millions of dollars, Nehemiah acknowledged the vast scope of the king's power and the endless extent of the king's resources. Likewise, when we go to God with bold and audacious requests, daring to ask him to do the impossible and to lavish his resources upon us, we glorify, honor, and please him. Let's pray together. Father, when you open doors of opportunity for your kingdom, may we have the courage of Nehemiah to step out in faith in spite of fear. As we pray, we ask that you prepare us for whatever work you would have us do. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you're in Australia this month, we'd love to invite you to Leading the Way Live in Sydney, Australia. It's called Finding True Peace with Dr. Michael Youssef. It's coming up Saturday, November 26th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can visit ltw.org/events for more information and to reserve your tickets today. That's Leading the Way Live in Sydney, November 26th.
To take a deeper dive into today's devotional topic, check the show notes for links to additional resources. And while you're there, subscribe to the My Devotional podcast so you never miss an episode. My Devotional is a ministry of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. To learn more, visit ltw.org today.